And now, James Gravel.
One of the great blessings of being a Christian is receiving from God forgiveness for our sins when we genuinely repent of those sins. Admittedly, it often is difficult for us to humble ourselves before God, repent of past sins, and ask Him for forgiveness for those sins. And yes, sometimes it is almost as difficult for us to accept the freedom from sin that God offers us so we can forgive ourselves. But is it any less difficult to forgive those who sin against us? Surely not. Yet forgive them we must, because this was Christ's command. In His beautiful Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. Could Christ have stated the matter any simpler? During Christ's time with His apostles, He taught them the same principle so that they, in turn, could teach it to others. In Luke 17, verses 3 through 4, Christ said, "If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in a day, and seven times in a day returns to you, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." Luke 17, verses 3 and 4. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, we read, "Then Peter came to him and said, 'Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?' And Jesus said to him, 'I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.'" Do not miss the fact that Christ practiced what He preached. Even when He was forced to go through a mockery of a trial that included false witnesses testifying against Him, a severe scourging, public humiliation, and crucifixion to pay for sins that He did not commit, Jesus still was able to say, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Luke 23, verse 34. Perhaps this is one of the reasons why the Apostle Paul could write, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." Ephesians 4, verse 32. That sums up everything that needs to be said, doesn't it?